让我们再一起同心祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，愿你这时候复活更新的大能，借着圣灵的光照，光照我们，让我们看见，让我们听见，让我们知道，也让我们跟随你这永远活着的主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
我们一起打开马太福音第二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28。
新约马太福音二十八章。
The New Testament Matthew 28。
我们读十八到二十节。
From verse 18 to 20。Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
马太二十八章十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我们要为今天的这一段经文举一个主题，就是与人同在的王。
The theme we have for today's sermon, these passages is the King who is with us.
因为主耶稣基督在这里说，天上地上一切的权柄都交给我了。
Because Jesus says here that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
然后他差派门徒出去，使人成为他的门徒，而他应许与他们同在。
And he sends his disciples out to the nations to make baptizing everybody, in his name.
这是主耶稣基督复活之后的一个很重要所交代的事情。
This is an important command after Jesus has resurrected.
这也是耶稣基督的复活的事情之后接下来一个很重要的事。
And it is a very important matter after Jesus' resurrection.
今天我们纪念主耶稣基督复活。
Today we remember the resurrection of Jesus.
2000年的这个早上。
2000 years ago in the morning.
耶稣基督从死里复活。
Jesus resurrected from the dead.
但是当你回到圣经的时候，
But when you go back to the Bible,
那个时候门徒们还是害怕，而且还是不明白。
And at that time, the disciples were still frightened and they could not understand.
甚至他们还不相信。
And they could not believe.
耶稣复活。
That Jesus is alive.
正如今天我们很难相信复活这件事情。
And for us today, it is also difficult for us to believe in such a matter of resurrection.
那怎么使你去相信复活这件事情呢？
Then how do we make you believe?
我想很多人用尽办法要来解释复活事情的这个可能。
A lot of people have tried many ways to explain the possibility of resurrection.
但是我的想法是，
But the way I think,
复活这个事情本身没有什么大不了的。
It is not something a big deal.
它只不过是一件很奇怪的事而已。
It is something just maybe curious.
奇怪的事情就是奇怪的事罢了。
It is just something curious and that's it.
如果它本身没有很特殊的一种内容跟意义的话，
By itself, if it doesn't have a content or special meaning,
这个奇怪的事就是奇怪的事罢了。
Then it remains as something curious.
教会并不因为这个复活是很奇怪的事，所以叫人信耶稣。
The church does not because of this curious matter, people come to believe in Jesus.
第一代的教会之所以信耶稣，
The first generation of believers, the reason that they believe in Jesus,
是因为谁复活了？
It is because who has resurrected.
而不是因为只是复活的事情。
It is not because of the matter of resurrection alone.
不但是谁复活了，
It is not just who has resurrected.
还更重要的是谁死谁复活。
And the important matter is who has died and who has risen again.
No, who made who resurrect.
Or who has resurrected who.
这个是圣经留给我们的见证跟这个事实的记载。
This is what the gospel has the witness for us.
很可惜, 我们常常误会了这个事。
Unfortunately, we misunderstand this often.
我们常常在那个复活事情的本身的那一个不可能性、那个奇特性，在那边大做文章。
Often we are just captured by the impossibility and the curiosity of a matter of resurrection.
而我们之所以不能够接受复活，不是因为复活的事情本身不能接受。
It is, and we cannot accept resurrection. It's not because the matter itself that we cannot accept.
是因为我们的思想发展到一个地步，我们不接受这样的事情。
It is because our mind has developed to such a state we cannot accept such an event anymore.
是我们的观念不能够容许。
It is our point of view cannot change.
但是今天早上我不要跟大家辩论这件事情。Today
I will not debate with you on this.
我要根据圣经给你看到，圣经所强调、所记录复活是为了要表达什么。
I want to show you what the Bible wants to say about the resurrection.
首先，当一群妇女到这个坟地那边去的时候，
Firstly, when a group of women approach the tomb,
他们大概是要去安葬主耶稣，或者说去看一下。
Perhaps they wanted to make sure that Jesus' body was at rest or just to see what's happening.
那么28章第5节, 天使讲了一句很特别的话。
And in chapter 28, verse 5, the angel said something very special.
他说不要害怕, 我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
He said, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified.
这位复活的耶稣必须是钉十字架的耶稣。
The risen Christ is the one who has to be crucified.
而耶稣被钉十字架,
and the Jesus who is crucified,
我们从圣灰日一直到昨天,
from Ash Wednesday until yesterday,
我们不断地读马太的圣经,
we have been reading the Gospel of Matthew,
我们看到整个事情是怎么样发展的,
we see the development of the events,
而这个跟我们一般所想象的是差别很大的,
and it's very different from what we usually conceive.
耶稣被钉死在十字架上,
Jesus was crucified,
可以说就是因为他被拒绝，他被否定。
It's because he has been rejected.
他被否定，被拒绝什么呢？ 被拒绝他自己所说的那一些很特别的事情，跟他特殊的身份。
Why was he rejected? He was rejected because of his special position.
跟他自己所说的那些很特别的事情。
And the special things that he had said.
是他自己呢，惹到这些事情的。
He has brought it on himself.
他不是因为犯罪，或是因为不应该而被钉死的。
He had not committed a crime or done something he shouldn't have.
他是因为他坚持自己呢是谁，跟自己会做些什么事而被钉死的。
It's because he insisted on his position and his privileges, who he is.
这才使到主耶稣的复活的意义就不一样。
And so this has made the meaning behind his resurrection different.
如果主耶稣被钉十字架，就是因为人否定他。
If Jesus had been crucified because man rejected him,
透过他自己的宗教领袖，犹太宗教领袖否定他。
And through the Jewish leaders, they had rejected him.
加上罗马的官长呢，否定他。
And the governing authority in Rome who had rejected him.
他在人当中所说、所要做的，彻底呢被拒绝、被否定。
And amongst men, all that he had done had been rejected and annulled.
没有一件他们肯接受。
And nobody could accept anything that he had done.
也要阻止他。
And they wanted to stop him.
而阻止不了他，他们就干脆呢把他害死了。
And because they couldn't stop him, so they killed him.
你仔细读福音书的话，你看到的事情是这样子发生的。
And when you read the gospel carefully, this is the series of events.
既然是这样,
if this is so,
他被钉死是被拒绝, 就表示他被否决。
The fact that he was crucified is because they rejected, they could not accept him.
那么他被复活什么意思呢?
So what does it mean when he is resurrected?
不是他自己活过来,
it's not just he himself came alive.
是上帝使他活过来。
It's because God has risen him.
这个就是说明上帝证明他是对的。
And this shows that God wants to prove that he is right.
复活表示主耶稣被人所否定的上帝的去肯定。
The resurrection shows that what man has rejected, God has affirmed.
上帝平反了耶稣。 平反, restore.
God has restored Jesus.
昨天星期六。
Yes, yesterday was Saturday.
2000年前的星期六。
2000 years ago on the same Saturday.
你想什么都不能做。
You think, well, nothing could be done.
好像什么也不用做。
It was like there's nothing that could be done.
因为星期五的这个下午主耶稣被钉死了。
Because on the afternoon of Friday, Jesus was crucified.
不管过去讲过什么，过去做过什么。
No matter what he had said before and done before.
或者他说将来要发生什么。
Or the things that he said that would happen in the future.
星期五下午彻彻底底呢就被否定。
It has all disappeared on Friday afternoon.
没了。
Nothing.
你死了。
Emptiness, death.
你被钉死了。
He had been crucified and died.
星期六是最绝望的一天。
It was the depth of misery on Saturday.
星期六就只有哭泣、悲伤跟只有绝望。
There was only crying and disappointment.
上帝自己本身也在这个过程当中。
And God himself was in the whole process.
但是当第三天的早晨复活的时候。
But on the morning of the third day, during the resurrection,
上帝再一次出手。
God shows himself again.
向他的百姓说明一件你们被钉死的是我确定的。
To show his people that the person that they had crucified and is the one that he has affirmed.
所以这样子的话，耶稣的复活才有意义。
And this brings meaning to the resurrection of Jesus.
这样的话表示前面他所说他所做的是真的。
This shows that what he had done before, what he had said before, they are truths.
因为他是带着这一切死的。
Because he had brought all this with him when he died.
你们不承认，你们不肯接受。
You rejected them. You could not accept this.
耶和华上帝使他再活起来。
Now Yahweh our God has risen him.
向他的百姓犹太人说，他是我确定的。
And to tell his people, the Jews, that this is the person that I have appointed.
所以主耶稣复活之后，他为什么他敢讲说天上地上的权柄都赐给我了
？And this is why Jesus.After he had resurrected, was able to say, "All authority in heaven and on earth had been given to me."
他死之前，他曾经透露过的。
Before he had died, he had already said this.
我们来温习一下。
Let's revise.
在这个二十六章六十一节。
In chapter 26, verse 61.
他曾经说，我能拆毁神的殿，三日内又建造起来。
He had said, "I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days."
然后六十四节。
And in verse 64.
你说的是，然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
In verse 64, he says, "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied, "but I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heavens."
就是说跟上帝同等。
And that is on equal footing with God.
二十五章。
In chapter 25,
三十一节。
Verse 31.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory.
做什么呢？审判万民。
To do what? To bring judgment onto all nations.
二十四章。
In chapter 24.
三十节。
In verse 30.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭。他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。
At the time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory.
他说了，因为他说了这些话。
Because of all these that he had said.
他表达了这些特殊的身份。
He had shown his special position.
他们拒绝他。
They rejected him.
他们想办法钉死他。
They find all ways to crucify him.
上帝现在叫耶稣从死里复活，倒过来说，不，他说的是。
Now God has risen Christ from the dead, and He wants to say, no, what He has said is true.
不单是这样。
Not only this.
但当我们再重新温习马太给我们记录的耶稣曾经做过的一些事情。
When we revise what Matthew has written about the things that Jesus had done.
就更使我们能够对主耶稣复活的这样的一个意义有更充分、更充足的那个内容。
It gives us more content as to understand about the resurrection of Jesus.
我们接下来要看马太福音第八跟第九章耶稣所行的那些神迹。
We see what Jesus has done in chapter 8 and chapter 9 in Matthew.
马太福音的这个表达方式非常的特别。
Matthew has his own special way of expressing the events.
在来到第七章，他把主耶稣的那一个教训讲完了之后。
After he had talked about the teachings of Jesus in chapter 7,
而耶稣的这个教训就是那个带来一种新的生活生命的一种教训。
And it's teaching about a new way of living.
他交代完了耶稣所教训的之后，
After he had delivered Jesus' teachings,
他在第八、第九章给我们看到耶稣所做的事。
In chapter 8 and 9, he shows what the things that Jesus had done.
而到底耶稣做了什么？
And what has he done? What had he done?
请大家来一起翻这个圣经。
Let's turn together to chapter 8.
一开始的时候，他给我们看到耶稣医治大麻风。
In chapter 8, the beginning, he shows us the healing of the man with the leprosy.
耶稣怎么样医的呢？
How did he heal?
八章三节说，耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了。
Jesus in verse 3, he says, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, and he said, be clean.
如果我们在有旧约的背景，
if we have the background of the Old Testament,
这里不是说大麻风如果要被医治，要有一个方程式，第一要奉耶稣的名，第二要摸，然后要有信心祷告就会得医治，这里不是在讲这些东西。
There's no assigned protocol for healing of people with leprosy that you must touch them, say certain things and that they must have faith and then they'll be healed.
我们常常说要应用圣经，我们就过度的这样子去应用圣经。
Sometimes when we say we want to use the Bible, but we often overuse it in this erroneous way.
在旧约的立位记里面，
In the Old Testament, in the Leviticus,
麻风病人被归为不洁净。
Patients with leprosy were considered unclean.
所以是不适合，是不应该去动它。
And people were not allowed to touch them.
你动它的话，你会被影响，叫做不洁净。
After you touch them, you yourself become unclean.
然后你就在某一些时间内呢，你不可以朝见上帝。
And within a certain period of time, you cannot come before God.
但是呢，如果这一位是圣的，
But if this person is holy,
他不单不会被影响，
not only will he not be affected,
当这个圣的去动到那个不洁净的，
when he touches the person who is unclean,
他反而可以使他成圣，
he can make the other person holy.
这是旧约利未记给我们看到，
this is what Leviticus shows us.
而耶稣呢，就是要表露出他的这个特殊的这样的一种生命。
And this is what Jesus wanted to show, that his special life.
但是他也不张狂。
But he doesn't. He wasn't ostentatious.
他说：“你去给祭司检查一下。”
He says, "Go and show yourself to the priest."
另外，接下来他医治百夫长的仆人。
And the next event is the healing of the centurion's servant.
这个医治呢是遥控的。
This was remote healing.
没有呢到现场的。
He wasn't present at the initial in the scene.
他要表达的是耶稣的这权柄。
He wanted to show his authority.
他就是有这样权柄的。
He was able to have this authority.
那么，另外我们看到主耶稣基督平静风和海。
And we see him calming the storm and the seas.
八章二十三节以后。
In chapter 8 verse 23.
这个对犹太人来讲，他们知道这件事情只有上帝才能够做。
For the Jews at the time, they understand that only God was able to do this.
耶稣露了这一手出来。
And Jesus showed his power.
紧接着下来二十八节
，Following on this verse 28，
耶稣把一群鬼从一个人身上赶出来。
Jesus able to heal a group of evil spirits from a demon possessed man。
他把鬼赶出来，这也只有上帝的能力才能够做得到。
To be able to exercise this is only something God was able to do。
第九章
，In chapter 9，
当人把一个瘫子带到他的面前
，When some people brought a paralytic before him。
他不单单医治他
，not only did he heal him，
他又透露了另外一个很特别，他说你的罪赦免了。
He said something further. He says your sins are forgiven.
犹太人知道
，from the Jews，
没有一个犹太人可以向犹太人说你的罪赦免的。
No Jew is able to say to another that your sins are forgiven.
只有耶和华上帝
，only Yahweh God。
你竟然这么大胆，你好像在扮演你就是上帝。
And you are so audacious to say this. You are trying to act as God.
那么。来到这个十八节到这个二十六节
，and in verse 18 to 26，
他医了两个女人
，he healed two women。
一个呢，在人群当中一直挤到他的身去摸他
，a person The first one was touched him in the crowd.
同样的, 在旧约, 这个女人的这个患的病呢,
and similarly, in the Old Testament, the illness that this lady has is considered unclean.
但是她竟然摸了耶稣,
and after touching Jesus, she received healing. And that is to show that Jesus is holy.
照样的,
and similarly, the young girl had already died.
是不可以去摸死人的。
You usually would not touch a dead person.
如果你要去朝见上帝的话,
if you were to come before God,
你摸死人的话呢, 除非是他的家人, 你摸死人会列为不洁净。
After you touch a dead person, unless you are part of the family, you will be considered unclean.
马太说耶稣进去了25节。
Matthew says in verse 25,
特别还拉着闺女的手说, 起来。
After the crowd had been put aside, he went in and took the girl by the hand and said, and she got up.
不但摸死尸, 不会使耶稣不洁净, 反而因为耶稣是圣而使到这个死的, 再活过来。
And touching a corpse did not only not make him unclean, but he was able to bring the girl to life.
而最后在第九章给我们记录, 他医治一个哑巴, 是因为被鬼附的, 他赶那个哑巴鬼出来。
And the end of chapter 9, he healed a blind mute person who was demon possessed.
但是结论是什么呢?
What is the conclusion?
法利赛人说, 你是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
The Pharisee says that it is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons.
各位弟兄姐妹, 各位朋友,
brothers and sisters and friends,
耶稣行神迹, 并没有因此叫人相信, 他就是神。
The miracles of Jesus did not, because of the miracles, bring people to believe in him.
犹太人不会因为有神迹就相信是神的。
The Jews would not believe in God just because of the miracles themselves.
因为在他们2000年的这个信仰经验里面,
because in their history of the belief for 2000 years,
上帝借着当中的先知当中的人行很多神迹。
God had used the prophets amongst them and the people amongst them to show them many miracles.
所以一个有神迹并不表示他就是神。
So having miracles themselves or seeing miracles does not make them God.
再讲这个复活的事情,
and when we talk about the resurrection,
复活的事情对犹太人来说不是新鲜的事。
For the Jews, this is not something new.
在旧约里面已经有好多的这个复活的事情。
In the Old Testament, there have been many instances of people arising from the dead.
所以这不能够因为有复活，那么他就是神了。
And therefore, it's not because somebody had risen from the dead and therefore he is God.
但是耶稣 行这一些,
but Jesus doing all these,
他们不承认,
they didn't agree.
他们也没有把他当神,
and they did not think that he was God.
他们把他钉死,
instead they nailed him to the cross.
所以他们没有随随便便就把耶稣当神,
so they did not simply just assume that he is God.
没有因为他们科学比较差,
it's not because they were scientifically not so advanced.
没有因为他们的思想比较幼稚,
maybe it's not because their thinking were backward.
所以呢, 他们很容易就相信耶稣是神, 不,
that they could accept that Jesus is God so easily. No.
反而他们把他钉死,
in contrast, they nailed him and killed him.
现在由上帝自己出手,
so now God himself had acted,
叫他再活过来,
and bring Jesus and made him alive.
这就是上帝向我们证明,
this is God showing us and proving to us,
耶稣真的就是这样一位很特殊的,
that Jesus is this very special person.
他就是带着这一些丰富的这种生命的内涵跟意义的,
he captures the richness of life and meaning.
他就是要来使到人从他的这个身上得到一种不一样一种的生命的一种的经验,
so that through him man could have a different experience and understand God.
他真的就是这样一位，真的就是带来这样一位的。
He is really the person to bring all this to us, to man.
复活的必须是这样的一位。
The person who has resurrected has to be somebody like this.
而是上帝使这样一位复活。
And it is God who has made such a person.
这样才使到耶稣基督作为复活的主是真的是不一样的。
So that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is really different and unique.
当我们也经过这样的一个过程,
and when we have gone through this process,
我们心里面从跟星期六不一样了。
And our mind and our heart is different from Saturday.
是星期五我们彻底的失败了，我们彻底的没有希望。
Yes, on Friday afternoon we were totally disappointed and at a loss.
星期六我们只有在那边悲伤，我们最多只能够回忆，我们也看不到有一个可能一种转变。
And we are in misery on Saturday, and we could not see the turning around the events.
为什么过去这么三年来许许多多那么特别的事情就这样就结束了？
Why is it that the events of the last 3 years, the special things that have happened, why does it end so suddenly like this?
上帝让它就结束。
Is it God would allow all these to end?
再叫主耶稣从死里复活。
But God has risen him, to make Jesus alive again.
我们今天听他说，天上地上的权柄都交给我了。
And we hear him say today that all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me.
这个是一致的。
And this is unified.
跟他之前所要做的、所要说的是一致的。
So this is consistent with what he had said and he had done in the past.
他真的就是上帝所立的那一位。
He is the one that God has anointed.
要用这样的事情再一次说服上帝自己的百姓犹太人。
And this is what using this, God wanted to prove to his people, the Jews,
然后再向非犹太人来宣告。
And then to the Gentiles, to proclaim to the Gentiles.
那么在这里，马太有一个重点。
And here, Matthew has an important point.
这个与人同在的这样的一个王，
the God who is with his people,
他有一个重点。
There's an important point.
怎么样去经验这样的一位王的同在？
How do you experience such a king?
就是成为他的门徒。
That is to be his disciples.
并且遵守他所吩咐的。
And to obey everything that he has taught.
特别是遵守他所吩咐的。
And especially to obey all his commands and teachings.
所以你发现到马太把这个登山宝训放在前面。
So you see that Matthew puts the Sermon on the Mount at the beginning of the chapters.
信他的，明白他是谁的，要按照他说的去活。
Those who believe in him and understand who he is have to obey his commands.
才真正会体会到什么叫做我与你同在。
Then they can truly experience what it means to be with him.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们已经很清楚看到是谁复活了。
We clearly see who has risen.
我们也知道是谁使谁复活了。
And we know who has given made him alive again.
而这一切的一切跟我们都分不开。
And these are intimately related to each of us.
我们被邀请来跟随他，
we've been,
来认识，来敬拜他。
We've been invited to follow him and to worship him.
来属于他，
to belong to him.
而来经验一个他所说的那个不一样的一种生命状况。
And to experience the unique life that he has set for us.
这些话我们要认真的听。
These words we have to think and consider seriously.
我们要小心的听。
And we have to listen carefully.
也让我们成为好土壤。
So that we are good, we are the good soil.
这些话会在我们的生命里面发芽生长。
And that these words will grow roots and in our heart.
愿主复活的大能在我们每一个人身上更新我们。
May God love renew us.
叫我们真的，我们今天被这样的一个主呢，我们的生命被他来带动。
So that our lives may be moved by this God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你用事实来向我们证明，感谢你用真实的经历来向我们说明，你不是一个单单高高在上的上帝，你是一个在我们当中，甚至连苦难跟死，你都跟我们一样去经验，你在从死里复活，向我们证明你能够为我们带来那更新的生命，你也跟我们一起经过我们所要经过的。求你在今天的早晨，你在我们心中使我们每一个知道你真是我们的主，你真是爱我们的主，你真是为着我们生死复活的主。我们谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。